Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At least the calendar says it's fall, heading for a high in the 90s today. More from Dr. Bill on the way in just a minute. 6.05 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's get started with the ride in. Here's Kane with the traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department there in Moffitt Road, just east of I-65 with an accident without injuries. Also one with injuries involving a motorcycle at Repole Road near Jeff Hamilton Road, but nothing outside the ordinary. South Alabama Jaguars will host Georgia Southern Thursday night, October 3rd, in a key Sunbelt Conference football game at Land People Stadium. Kickoffs at 6:30 with a free tailgate and concert in a parking lot at 5. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows around 70, and then tomorrow sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
6.09 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Yeah, on this first day of fall, we'll talk more about that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, plus busy in the tropics, details on the way. Also, more information from, we'll get the look at the national news here. President Trump discussed Biden with the president of the Ukraine. Also, Pompeo talking about the Iranian conflict. And locally, that wrong-way driver on I-65 kills themselves and three others early Saturday evening. Details straight ahead. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal vehicle crash has claimed the life of four people in Baldwin County. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, four people died in that head-on collision on I-65 late Saturday afternoon. The crash happened just north of Exit 37. 56-year-old Brent Alden King of Fairhope was driving north in the southbound lanes when his vehicle collided head-on with another vehicle. Aaliyah confirms that King and the three passengers in his vehicle were pronounced dead at the scene. State troopers confirmed that they are continuing to investigate this incident at this hour. From land to sea, the Carnival Fantasy cruise ship sustained minor damages after colliding with a portion of the Panama Canal. The ship is currently in the Gulf of Mexico port city of Limon, Costa Rica. That's according to the cruise liner, and they released a statement in part reading, quote, during Carnival Fantasy's passage through the Panama Canal this evening, the ship came in contact with one of the locks. There are no reports of injuries. The crew's immediate focus was to safely complete the transit through the canal so that they can then assess the extent of any damage. We will share more information as soon as possible. The ship left Mobile last Monday, headed for a 10-day voyage. The ship will visit Costa Rica, Mexico, and Honduras before returning back to Mobile. As far as those repairs, it's expected to happen over the next few days. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition, featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more. This next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by Kicker. 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Servers has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Servers offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Police are looking for the driver who seriously injured a cyclist in a hit-and-run on Cervantes Street in Pensacola. It happened Saturday morning at the intersection of Cervantes and North 19th Street. Police say the driver drove off heading west. Police are looking for a light-colored compact Suzuki sedan. It could be a model from the early 2000s. They say it has major windshield damage and it's missing a passenger side mirror and wheel well liner. A mother and her child are recovering after they were both hit by a car in Shalimar. This happened over the weekend during the James C. Beneker Memorial Run. No charges have been filed against the driver. The mother and the child are expected to be okay. The woman is facing charges after police say she got behind the wheel while under the influence and crashed into a teenage driver. 29-year-old Brittany Wood was arrested and has posted bond. Hundreds of volunteers took part in this past weekend's annual coastal cleanup. Volunteers lined up early Saturday morning at Daphne's May Day Park and other spots around Mobile Bay. It was the 32nd annual cleanup. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bomb Bomb. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn moves up in the top 25 rankings. The Saints win their first game without Drew Brees, and Martin Truex Jr. wins another race in the NASCAR playoffs. Sean Sullivan pinch hitting for Dalton Orwig, and it's time for FM Talk 106.5 Sports. And after 4 weeks of college football, the latest AP Top 25 rankings released yesterday. Top four teams remain unchanged from last weekend. Clemson Tigers ranked numero uno. Alabama Crimson Tide second. Georgia Bulldogs third. By the way, Alabama has now been ranked for 200 straight weeks, which is the fourth longest streak since the AP poll was started back in 1936. Bulldog picked up their first major win of the season with a 23-17 victory over Notre Dame on Saturday night. LSU Tigers are ranked fourth after easily beating Vanderbilt, and Ohio State jumped past Oklahoma to fifth place with a 76-5 win over Miami of Ohio. So far this season, the Buckeyes have outscored their opponents 214-36. Oklahoma is ranked sixth. The Sooners had a bye week this week. Auburn moved up one spot to number 7 after beating Texas A&M on the road, 28-20, a game you heard right here at FM Talk 106.5. That win is Auburn's second against a top 25-ranked team this season. Texas A&M fell to number 23 after the loss. Wisconsin moved up 5 points to number 8 after crushing Michigan 35-14. That loss knocked the Wolverines from 11th to 20th, and Florida remains ranked 9th after having no trouble against Tennessee. And Notre Dame is 10th, falling 3 spots after their loss to Georgia. SEC still has 6 teams ranked in the top 25. They are tied with the Big Ten for the conference with the most ranked teams, followed by the Pac-12 with 5, Big 12 with 3, and the ACC with 2 ranked teams. And in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, it's tied at the top of the leaderboard. 5 players are tied for the first place position with 29 points. Eye of the Tiger, Bray, Turnier, Rob Dog, Florida Man, and Kyle are all tied for first place. There's a group of 5 players right behind them in second place. Another 11 players, only 2 points behind them. That group includes Beach House Bobby, that's Dalton, High Steppin' Turkeys, that's me. Believe me, I'm as surprised as you are. I'm doing this well. 5 players had a near-perfect weekend as well, choosing 9 of 10 games correctly. Wayne from Saraland, Potsy, Danny Pat, Eye of the Tiger Bray, and Koneka Dave each made the biggest jumps in the leaderboard. And in some sad news from the college football world, according to a report from the Austin American-Statesman, former Texas and Ole Miss quarterback Javon Sneed died over the weekend at age 32. Outlet reports that multiple officials and a source close to Sneed's family confirmed the death, which happened overnight Saturday. His death did not appear to be a result of foul play, but is under investigation by police. Sneed was a highly touted quarterback in high school and signed with the Texas Longhorns in 2006. After losing the starting quarterback job to Colt McCoy, he transferred to Ole Miss. He started for the Rebels for 2 seasons before signing on in the NFL with Tampa Bay in 2010 as an undrafted free agent. According to his LinkedIn profile, Sneed had recently been working in Austin, Texas. In some NFL action from yesterday, New Orleans Saints went on the road and beat the Seattle Seahawks 33-27. Teddy Bridgewater replaced Drew Brees at quarterback as Brees recovers from thumb surgery. Bridgewater threw 2 touchdowns and avoided any turnovers on the way to his first win since January of 2016. 8 teams remain undefeated through week 3 of the season. L.A. Rams beat Cleveland 20-13. San Francisco scored a late touchdown to beat Pittsburgh 24-20. The Detroit Lions held on to defeat Philadelphia 27-24. New England crushed the New York Jets 30-14. Kansas City Chiefs won a shootout with Baltimore 33-28. Green Bay beat Denver 27-16. Dallas had no trouble with Miami in a 31-6 victory. And Buffalo remained undefeated 21-17 with a win over Cincinnati. Biggest storyline of the day may have been the New York Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones rallying his team past Tampa Bay in that 32-31 victory. Jones started his first game in the NFL yesterday after the Giants benched the longtime starter, Eli Manning. Jones passed for 2 touchdowns and ran for 2 more, leading his team past the Bucs after the Giants trailed by 18 points at halftime. And in NASCAR yesterday, Martin Truex Jr. passed the checkered flag first at Richmond for his 2nd playoff win in a row. It was a 25th career win for Truex, but his first time winning back-to-back races. Kyle Busch finished 2nd, followed by Denny Hamlin in 3rd, Brad Keselowski in 4th, Ryan Newman in 5th. This weekend, the series heads to the Charlotte Motor Speedway. After this race, the playoff field will be cut from 16 to 12. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows around 70, and then tomorrow sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama. Changing lives one drop at a time. Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
It's an evening of fine live music, and it's free. The Mobile Pops Band is coming to Sims for an evening concert Monday, September 23rd, 7 p.m. in the Mary G. Montgomery High School Auditorium. MGM High School is at 4279 Snow Road North at Highway 98. A nice reception with hors d'oeuvres follows the concert. So make plans now and bring the kids for an evening with the Mobile Pops Band, September 23rd at 7. Learn more at MobilePopsBand.com and on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Moffitt Road, just east of I-65. We've got an accident without injuries, and again, state troopers are on the scene at Repole Road near Jeff Hamilton Road. It's an accident with injuries involving a motorcycle. Bayway, the causeway for now, looking good with no major backups or delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 44. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this first day of fall. Yeah, it happened at 2 o'clock, 2 something this morning. We hit the autumnal equinox. We'll talk about that coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. More specifically, what kind of temperatures for today, and a look at the tropics. That happens around 6:35. Also on the way, this is good. A age-old question here. Should you just take the first parking place you see when you pull into a big parking lot, or should you do that kind of lurking, trolling around the parking lot looking for a better place? Well, there's some research on that, and we'll get to that coming up in just a second. Right now, some real news. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning, as Governor Kay Ivey has awarded the Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama, which is a nonprofit organization which helps Hispanic immigrants who are victims of crime in the state of Alabama. The governor has awarded nearly $700,000 in grants. The nonprofit helps people in other portions of the state, to include Blount and Jefferson and Shelby counties. The grants will help the Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama provide case management, safety planning, crisis support groups, and advocacy for victims. The coalition also conducts educational sessions to help service providers and law enforcement overcome barriers to assisting Hispanic victims. An agency, the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs, made the announcement saying that Governor Kay Ivey awarded the grants totaling $690,088 with funds from the U.S. Department of Justice, and matching funds of $172,522 will supplement the grants. We'll talk about hitting the right note and being oh so thankful. The University of Alabama Million Dollar Band has been selected to perform in the 2020 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This will be the band's first time appearing in the iconic parade. According to the university's president, he said in part, quote, "What Alabama fans have been able to enjoy on Saturdays will now be shared with more than 50 million people live on the streets of New York and watching on television. We are honored by the invitation and could not be more pleased by the work of these talented student musicians." More than 400 students make up the band, making this UA's largest student organization. The Million Dollar Band was one of 9 bands selected from more than 100 applicants to march in this year's 94th Macy's Day Parade in New York City. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's 625 FM Talk 106.5. Well deserved for the Million Dollar Band. good to spread a little bit of that wealth around the nation so they can see what we're talking about down here. 73, and heading into Dr. Bill here in just a little bit on this first day of fall. When will it feel like fall? And what about the tropics? We'll find out coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also, a big thank you to everybody who came out and visited with us on Saturday at the grounds for the inaugural Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Had a great time out there visiting with y'all, and good work to the folks at the grounds. Can't wait to see y'all out there next year. And show me, like, a lot of people got those floating boat keychains. We have the FM Talk 106.5 logoed floating boat keychains. We're giving those away yesterday. So you got them on the boat, take a picture, send it in. You can send it to our text line, 343-0106, or pop it up on any of the social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. All right, finally, science working for us here. New study out here about what's the best thing to do when you're looking for the perfect parking place, when you show up at a big parking lot. Okay, well, when you pull into a parking lot, what's your strategy for finding a spot? New study found out that there are three approaches people take, and the worst one might not be what you think. So here are the three approaches. Number one, people who drive up to where they're going, hoping they'll find an amazing spot right in front. People who do the opposite and just grab the first spot they see, no matter how far away it is, and then walk. And number three, people who split the difference. They may not grab a terrible spot at the back of the parking lot, but they also don't try to get an incredible spot. They grab one that's in the middle. Well, the research is out now. I like the fact that they did this research. Researchers found that people who split the difference, dun-dun-dun, ultimately waste the least amount of time. All right, so going in the middle. In other words, not being trying to get that front row thing, but not giving up and parking out in the back 40. Believe it or not, people who go for dream spots actually have the second most efficient strategy. Even though they may get denied when they go to the front of the lot, on average, they get to where they're going faster than those of us who grab a far spot and walk. So if you've always thought, like, maybe I'm guilty of, just take this parking spot out here and walk and you'll be there faster. Actually, we get beaten by the people that look for the dream spot. But the best among us are the people who split the difference, go about in the middle of the parking lot and take the first thing they find there. So it's better actually to hunt for an amazing parking spot than just to take the first one you see and walk. Over your life, you'll save lots of time. You'll get minutes and minutes of free time added to your life. I don't know. There's probably some stat out there. It's hours and hours of your life will be coming back if you choose to not go out in the way back of the parking lot and then walk in. Although, you know, everybody says, well, you'll get your exercise. So there you go. Get your exercise when you do that. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill, all straight ahead.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. A one-way crash over the weekend that killed four people remains under investigation. It happened Saturday night on I-65 just north of the Rabin exit. 56-year-old Brent King of Fairhope was driving north in the southbound lane when he hit an SUV. King and the three people inside the SUV died at the scene. Both cars had extensive damage. Nearly 7 miles in the interstate was shut down for hours as crews worked that scene. It's not known why King was driving the wrong way. 30 minutes before that fatal crash, another one happened on Highway 225 near Cottage Hill Road in Baldwin County. Investigators say 48-year-old Drazen Alevic of Theodore was going the wrong way when he hit another car head-on. The driver, 56-year-old William Schumann of Baymanette, was killed in the crash. Alevic was arrested and charged with manslaughter. The funeral for Dornell Cousette was held Sunday at Shelton State Community College. The 13-year veteran police officer was shot and killed a week ago today while trying to serve a warrant in Tuscaloosa. Cousette, who is 40 years old, leaves behind a fiance and two children. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Attention Mobile. Grand opening, final phase, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. 9 acres subdivided into three estate-sized lots, 3 acres, 300 feet dockable waterfront, 10 minutes from Mobile, starting at only $129.9. Paved, curbed roads, and underground utilities. As an added bonus, the owners are closing out the remaining waterfront properties in phase one. Deeply discounted prices up to $15,000 off. Again, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. Imagine owning 100 feet of dockable waterfront property from $59.9. Only a few lots remain, so call for an early appointment. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Definitely beats working in the backyard. 100 feet dockable waterfront from $59.9. 3-acre estate. estate-sized lots, 300 feet dockable waterfront from $129.99. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Carla Stewart. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call me, Carla Stewart, in Spanish Fort.
Or me, Keith Woodham, in West Mobile, for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
3 days of meetings at the United Nations are on President Trump's schedule as the General Assembly begins its new session today, 200 world leaders converging on New York. If any had been flying with reservations made by Britain's Thomas Cook Tour Company, they might not have made it, as at least 150,000 travelers are stranded all around the world this morning, the company suddenly ceasing operations overnight. The UK is organizing a massive effort to get its citizens back home, as Melissa Bell reports from London.
The United Kingdom has begun acting with what it describes as what will be the biggest repatriation effort in its peacetime history, trying to get people back with some 40 flights that have been chartered by the country's Civil Aviation Authority.
That effort may take 2 weeks. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands as Tropical Storm Karen continues to move slowly northwestward across the southeastern Caribbean Sea. U.S.-China trade worries tamping down enthusiasm on Wall Street, with stock futures generally flat this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. British tour company Thomas Cook collapsed early today after failing to secure emergency funding, leaving tens of thousands of vacationers stranded abroad. And the British government said the return of the 178-year-old firm's 150,000 British customers now on vacation spots across the globe would be the largest repatriation in its peacetime history. The Civil Aviation Authority says Thomas Cook has ceased trading. Its four airlines will be grounded, and its 21,000 employees in 16 countries, including 9,000 in the UK, will lose their jobs. The company several months ago had blamed a slowdown in bookings because of Brexit uncertainty for contributing to its crushing debt burden. Precious metals prices are rising as tensions between the U.S. and Iran increase, lifting demand for safe haven assets. News that Chinese officials have canceled a visit to U.S. farms in Montana also boosted gold by dimming the outlook of a resolution to the U.S.-China trade war. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying new from Trailer Sales Alabama makes more sense than buying used anywhere else. With the best-built utility and car trailers from Barentine, The Trailer Place, Long Run Trailers, and Confab brands at a great price. All with standard 15-inch wheels, radial tires, treated wood floors, and spare tire holders. Return customers drive from Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana for the service, selection, and exceptional value. Search Trailer Sales Alabama on social media. Open every day, financing and delivery available, and no dock fees. Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it just the leaves blowing, the cool temperatures, the Christmas in the air on this first day of fall. Wait a second. It is fall, right? By the calendar, it's fall now.
Officially at 2:50 this morning.
Well, that's when it started. That's when I got the sweaters out.
That's right.
So
to celebrate it, we'll have a high of about 92 today.
Yeah.
But the good news is the humidity will be on the low side. And we should have plenty of sunshine. So rather nice day. And tonight, we'll cool down to around 70. Some areas will get into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, another sunny day. But look at this, up to 95 tomorrow. Mid-90s for the first full day of autumn for tomorrow. And the rest of the week looks pretty dry. Wednesday, mostly sunny, at least into the low 90s. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. So some hot to dry weather all the way through the week.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about in the macro look of what do you see anything changing in the patterns that could mean something, a harbinger, a week out, 2 weeks out? I mean, are we going to get that change? Are those fronts going to make it to the coast?
Doesn't look like anything, certainly this week, and probably not even next week before we can maybe look to a real good touch of autumn. So we've got to wait a while.
Wow. Okay. What about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Well, we've actually got a couple of named storms right now. We still have Tropical Storm Jerry, which is well to the north of Puerto Rico. It's not a threat to the U.S. mainland. It's expected to turn to the northeast and head out into the open waters of the Atlantic. And then in the last 24 to 48 hours, Tropical Storm Karen has formed just to the north of the Venezuelan coast on the southern islands of the Caribbean, and it's a minimal tropical storm. It's moving, looks like it's going to move to the north. Most likely will, in the next few days, cross over Puerto Rico. It's going to have problems in developing and may even lose some strength, maybe even fall back to a depression. And then if it holds together and moves north of Puerto Rico, conditions will be more favorable at the end of the week for some development. After that, there's a good possibility it may even turn to the west, but that we'll have to watch very carefully. We also have a very big tropical wave now coming off the African coast. Most likely that will be the next named storm.
All right. So I'll ask you probably later today and tomorrow, because I have to be in Washington, D.C. for a few days this week. So I need those storms to stay away, okay?
Yeah, I'm gone. So work okay. on that.
And you mentioned forming there, Karen, forming near Venezuela. What's the, I mean, I'm sure there is, I just don't remember. What's the history of storms forming in that part of, in the Caribbean, like that?
It's pretty rare.
Yeah, making their way north.
They may cross into that area, but forming right down into the southern islands near the Venezuelan coast, is very unusual. And conditions are usually not very favorable there, and that's going to be the situation here, even though it's formed a minimal tropical storm. The wind conditions there are not very good for a tropical storm. But if it gets up into the Puerto Rico, north of Puerto Rico and the Atlantic, high pressure will build in the upper atmosphere, and that's what it likes to develop.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and, of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 6:38, we'll check in with Kane. He's got the traffic coming up next.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Every Day Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success plus. Go for it.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pizzit Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got the power out on Theodore Doss Road between Old Pass Cagoule and I-10, and all the power's out there. Alabama Power's replacing a pole, so be careful through there. Accident without injuries in Springdale Boulevard between Dolphin Street and the East I-65 Service Road. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 640, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. On the way in sports, I'm pinch hitting for Dalton and good news for Saints fans. Drew Brees, yeah, they can do it without Drew Brees. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Cat lovers in one Alabama city are not too happy with plans of how the feral stray cat situation is being handled. Phoenix City officials, well, they plan to trap cats and then bring them to a local shelter with the hope that many of them can be then adopted. According to WTVM-TV, city officials say that they've received numerous complaints about feral cats begging for food at the Idle Hour Park in Phoenix City. Officials estimate that about 4 dozen feral cats live at the park, with the complaints involving cats approaching the pavilions often in the evenings or at night. Now, it will take a few weeks to complete the trapping effort. Phoenix City is near the Alabama-Georgia line, just west of Columbus, Georgia. It was an event geared towards safety, but now Walmart has stopped its first ever car seat trade-in event, saying, quote, "Due to the overwhelming response from our customers, we are quickly reaching capacity for this program. In less than 1 week, we estimate we will collect nearly 1 million car seats, or the equivalent of diverting over 200 million plastic bottles from landfills. We are thrilled to have worked with TerraCycle and that so many customers and associates participated. Through the car seat recycling event, we will help families to keep their kids safe and help reduce plastic waste from landfills. We look forward to hosting future events supporting the needs of parents and families. As for the program, it was supposed to last until September the 21st. It gave customers a $30 gift card in exchange for their car seats. The seats were then recycled through TerraCycle. Walmart has not yet announced when or if the program will resume in the coming months or within this year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Look, I see a 10 point.
I see it too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Cart Doctor says make sure you know the laws concerning street legal golf carts before you buy. Street legal does not mean the same in all areas. Call Stephen or Tricia at Cart Doctor to make sure you are actually street legal. Ask about the newest Star EVs, the Sirius, the Rugged Sport Diablo for off-road, or the Classic Star for neighborhood rides with family and friends. Cart Doctor also carries Yamaha, Tomberlin, and Icon. Just in time for tailgating and the holidays. Cart Doctor, making golf cart ownership fun, safe, and affordable.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police are looking for the driver who seriously injured a cyclist in a hit-and-run on Cervantes Street in Pensacola. It happened Saturday morning at the intersection of Cervantes and North 19th Street. Police say the driver drove off heading west. Police are looking for a light-colored compact Suzuki sedan. It could be a model from the early 2000s. They say it has major windshield damage and it's missing a passenger side mirror and wheel well liner. A mother and her child are recovering after they were both hit by a car in Shalimar. This happened over the weekend during the James C. Beneker Memorial Run. No charges have been filed against the driver. The mother and the child are expected to be okay. The woman is facing charges after police say she got behind the wheel while under the influence and crashed into a teenage driver. 29-year-old Brittany Wood was arrested and has posted bond. Hundreds of volunteers took part in this past weekend's annual coastal cleanup. Volunteers lined up early Saturday morning at Daphne's May Day Park and other spots around Mobile Bay. It was the 32nd annual cleanup. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn moves up in the top 25 rankings. The Saints win their first game without Drew Brees, and Martin Truex Jr. wins another race in the NASCAR playoffs. Sean Sullivan pinch hitting for Dalton Orwig, and it's time for FM Talk 106.5 Sports. And after 4 weeks of college football, the latest AP Top 25 rankings released yesterday. Top four teams remain unchanged from last weekend. Clemson Tigers ranked numero uno, Alabama Crimson Tide second, Georgia Bulldogs third. By the way, Alabama has now been ranked for 200 straight weeks, which is the fourth longest streak since the AP poll was started back in 1936. Bulldog picked up their first major win of the season with a 23-17 victory over Notre Dame on Saturday night. LSU Tigers are ranked fourth after easily beating Vanderbilt, and Ohio State jumped past Oklahoma to fifth place with a 76-5 win over Miami of Ohio. So far this season, the Buckeyes have outscored their opponents 214-36. Oklahoma is ranked sixth. The Sooners had a bye week this week. Auburn moved up one spot to number seven after beating Texas A&M on the road 28-20, a game you heard right here at FM Talk 106.5. That win is Auburn's second against a top 25 ranked team this season. Texas A&M fell to number 23 after the loss. Wisconsin moved up 5 points to number eight after crushing Michigan 35-14. That loss knocked the Wolverines from 11th to 20th. And Florida remains ranked ninth after having no trouble against Tennessee. And Notre Dame is 10th, falling 3 spots after their loss to Georgia. SEC still has 6 teams ranked in the top 25. They are tied with the Big Ten for the conference with the most ranked teams, followed by the Pac-12 with 5, Big 12 with 3, and the ACC with 2 ranked teams. And in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, it's tied at the top of the leaderboard. 5 players are tied for the first place position with 29 points. Eye of the Tiger, Bray, Turnier, Rob Dog, Florida Man, and Kyle are all tied for first place. There's a group of 5 players right behind them in second place. Another 11 players, only 2 points behind them. That group includes Beach House Bobby, that's Dalton, High Steppin' Turkeys, that's me. Believe me, I'm as surprised as you are. I'm doing this well. 5 players had a near-perfect weekend as well, choosing 9 of 10 games correctly. Wayne from Saraland, Potsy, Danny Pat, Eye of the Tiger Bray, and Koneka Dave each made the biggest jumps in the leaderboard. And in some sad news from the college football world, according to a report from the Austin American-Statesman, former Texas and Ole Miss quarterback Javon Sneed died over the weekend at age 32. Outlet reports that multiple officials and a source close to Sneed's family confirmed the death, which happened overnight Saturday. His death did not appear to be a result of foul play, but is under investigation by police. Snead was a highly touted quarterback in high school and signed with the Texas Longhorns in 2006. After losing the starting quarterback job to Colt McCoy, he transferred to Ole Miss. He started for the Rebels for two seasons before signing on in the NFL with Tampa Bay in 2010 as an undrafted free agent. According to his LinkedIn profile, Snead had recently been working in Austin, Texas. In some NFL action from yesterday, New Orleans Saints went on the road and beat the Seattle Seahawks 33-27. Teddy Bridgewater replaced Drew Brees at quarterback as Brees recovers from thumb surgery. Bridgewater threw two touchdowns and avoided any turnovers on the way to his first win since January of 2016. Eight teams remain undefeated through week three of the season. L.A. Rams beat Cleveland 20-13. San Francisco scored a late touchdown to beat Pittsburgh 24-20. The Detroit Lions held on to defeat Philadelphia 27-24. New England crushed the New York Jets 30-14. Kansas City Chiefs won a shootout with Baltimore 33-28. Green Bay beat Denver 27-16. Dallas had no trouble with Miami in a 31-6 victory. And Buffalo remained undefeated 21-17 with a win over Cincinnati. Biggest storyline of the day may have been the New York Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones rallying his team past Tampa Bay in that 32-31 victory. Jones started his first game in the NFL yesterday after the Giants benched the longtime starter, Eli Manning. Jones passed for two touchdowns and ran for two more, leading his team past the Bucs after the Giants trailed by 18 points at halftime. And in NASCAR yesterday, Martin Truex Jr. passed the checkered flag first at Richmond for his second playoff win in a row. It was a 25th career win for Truex, but his first time winning back-to-back races. Kyle Busch finished second, followed by Denny Hamlin in third, Brad Keselowski in fourth, Ryan Newman in fifth. This weekend, the series heads to the Charlotte Motor Speedway. After this race, the playoff field will be cut from 16 to 12. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have an accident. Greenlight Road just west of Cody without injuries. Also, Moffett Road east of I-65. State troopers are working another accident involving a motorcycle at Repo Road and Jeff Hamilton Road. That's going to be with injuries. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to some amazing oddity items. See them at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows around 70, and then tomorrow sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Key Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
At 6:54, FM Talk 106.5. What happened to all those people that were going to go storm Area 51 last week? Well, we got the roundup of what happened out there, or at least what the government wants you to know. Coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. And your tech news this morning, Instagram is making a stand. They are banning or restricting certain posts which are connected to diet products and plastic surgery after concerns over the impact on young people's mental health and body images have surfaced. Now, posts which make miracle claims about diets or weight loss products which are linked to discount codes will be removed from both Instagram and Facebook, while others will be limited to those over the age of 18. According to Verge, influencers and celebrities have drawn criticism for promoting potentially harmful weight loss products on their respective IG pages. You know, it just seems that there's a survey for everything. Why not this? 24/7 Wall Street has examined a range of data to determine the city in each state that has the heaviest drinkers. Included in the ranking were the number of binge drinkers in each city using the Centers for Disease Control benchmark for binge drinking, which is five or more drinks on one occasion for men, four or more for women, and heavy drinking, which means 15 or more drinks per week for men and eight or more for women. Here in Alabama, the heaviest drinkers are in the Auburn-Opelika area. According to 24/7 Wall Street, 18.4% of adults aged 18 and older in that area report being binge or heavy drinkers, compared to 14.2% in the state overall, which is the fifth lowest figure in the country. 31% of driving deaths in the Auburn-Opelika area are alcohol-related, compared to 29% statewide, which is the 17th lowest figure in the country. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Great, thanks, Kelly. 6:56, FM Talk 106.5. And the event to storm Area 51 went down early Friday morning. As I expected, the millions of people that said they were going to do it wound up flaking out. Who was left? About 100 folks, I think. 100 people, they say. Now, of course, now the conspiracies rage that this is all being hidden, and there were many more, but government doesn't want to admit to it. Yeah, I don't know. There were enough cameras there. So about 100 people showed up at Area 51 to do the storming. They didn't get inside the gate or get the government to give up any secrets about the aliens. Instead, they found themselves face-to-face with armed military guards and police officers, so they backed off. One woman was detained for just a second when she put her foot under the barrier of the gate to, like, say, I guess she was on the base. They let her go, and there was one arrest. Some old boy arrested for indecent exposure after he went number one near the gate. When you have to go, you have to go, I guess. So there we go. So the truth, it seems, remains out there. We don't know the full story other than the fact that 100 people out of the millions that said they were showing up, about 100 showed up, and one dude was arrested for indecent exposure. See what they do next year. They may organize it again next year. All right, 6:57, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check in with News 5, Dr. Bill's forecast, and national news from Westwood One, and then we're back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings up next.